Yeah, it's a very good victory. Clean sheet, 3 points up here is, you know, valuable 3 points for us because it's always a tough place to come to, and they're a good side, guys.
A cagey game, but you always felt that the shots could come here and win it.
You know better than anybody, we always feel we can do that, but you know, we had to make the changes. They come on strong second half onto us, and we had to stay in the game, and with the changes, obviously, in the end, won us the game.
Was there a feeling before Fabian's goal that it could have been a missed opportunity? We'd had a couple of chances that hadn't been taken?
Yes and no. I thought for spells we had good possession again for the away side. But they're always a threat, you know. They're a handful of strikers they got here at the club. So we had to make sure that we were secure at the back and in the middle of the park. But the longer the game goes on, you know, if something like that happens, you know, always pleased when it goes in the back. Now, I missed the goal. I come into the dressing room, so I can't wait to look at it.
How did you miss it?
I had a little bit too much water, I think, during the course of the game. I needed to relieve myself.
The call of nature.
Of course.
Indeed. And
you're
going
to do it next week.
Gates had a strong start to the second half, so particularly to come back again into the game yourselves, that must have been really pleasing to not let them build too much of a head of steam.
Yeah, as I touched on there, that second half they come right onto us, they look strong. But let's not forget, that group of players in there, the fit group of players we've got, have given everything Tuesday night and today. And what a magnificent effort. And again, with the help of our supporters, you know, how vocal they were again today has got us over the line.
You seem to change the formation midway through the second half, bringing on Cody Lyons-Foster. Was that part of your thinking in being resurgent and going to win the game?
Yeah, well, me and Roe, you know, through the course of every game, we talk about changing things and, you know, adapting to try and get at the opposition. And we just felt, you know, Chris Arthur has done well, you know, but it's the second, third game for him in a week. It's a tall ask for, you know, Chris, who missed part of the pre-season. Cody done well at Eastleigh, and unfortunately he got a red card, and he's fitted in at left back. Obviously, the player on their side is left footed as well, so, you know, by putting Cody there, stronger on his right foot, if he's coming inside, he'd be able to close him down and stop the supply, if you like. And, you know, that worked to a degree for us, so pleased with that.
I won't ask you about the goal, but it came from a corner. The goalkeeper missed his punch, it dropped to Fabien, and he put it into the bottom corner from about 10 yards. It's always good when substitutes have an impact, and for him that's a good boost in his third appearance.
I'm delighted for him. You know, he's a good player. As we know, he scored against us a couple of times last season, so it's nice for him to score for us. But he's a good player. We've just got to get him up to speed and match fit. You know, he's missed a lot of football. I'm really looking forward to seeing the goal.
As I'm sure are all the Shots fans who weren't here this afternoon. 127 of them were.
Brilliant. You know, it's a long way from home. For them to make that journey, and how vocal they were as well. Our lads heard them during the course of the game, throughout, and at the end. So all of us went over at the end to congratulate them for coming, and they'll have a nice journey home now.
Absolutely. 6 points this week from two really tough away games, ending two unbeaten home records of varying length, but still impressive home records nonetheless. That's an excellent return for the side.
Yeah, it's a very good return. You know, Tuesday night, the lads put in a lot of effort into that game, and, you know, Ebbsfleet is a difficult place, and obviously with the run they have had as well, and to win there is very, very pleasing. And then to back it up with this result here today, probably wasn't our best performance of the season, but sometimes you have to grind out results and be scrappy and pick up 3 points. I think we've done that more so today, but hell of a return. And then players, them fit players in there, have give their all again for our football club, and massive credit goes to them.